And this year should be a special schus for Avi Maradim and Rasi Sheikhil, and Lila Nishmas Maris Esther Bas Rav Shmuel, Rav Maris Chana Bas Rav Yitzchak Yona, Maris Alta Chana Bas Rav Meir Zev. The Mishnah Meseches Ksubas Nefiyat Gimel Lamed Aleph brings the famous machlokas between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua about a woman who was speaking midaberes, which can mean mesiachedes or it can mean nebeles, to a man. And we want to know who this man is. She claims he's kosher, he's a kohen, either literally a kohen or just kosher, whatever that means according to the Rishonim, and we're not sure. So Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Gamliel really have to say we can believe her. She's a cheskes kashrus. Rabbi Yehoshua says, "Lo mipiyanu chayim," and then the Gemara has the same machlokas about a muberes. In both cases, Rabbi Yehoshua says we cannot believe her, and v'rchoshesh that she was nive'eles l'pasula, to a man who makes her pasul to a kohen, and she cannot marry a kohen unless she proves that she had bia with a person who didn't pasul her lakuna. It says by a kohen's not allowed to marry a zona, which means that there's certain men that a woman has bia with, such as a guy, who pasul her forever lakahuna. So Rabbi Yehoshua says, why do I pasul her? He says, like a shavuya. Like a shavuya is taken captive, we pasul her because we assume she had bia with her captors. So a woman in captivity had bia, we assume, against her will with her captors. That's the way it goes. It's a mayom hazeh, unfortunately. So in the same way, we have to assume that this woman had bia with a man who passeled her. Then the Gemara asks, and Rabbi Yehoshua, mapitom? There it's, by her captors, it's rof psula metzla. Here it's rof ksheri metzla. And the Gemara says, no. This is a misayele, this is a siyua to Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, who holds that according to Rabbi Gamliel's machshir, he's machshir afilu barov psulim. And Rabbi Yehoshua comes to argue, and he says, no, it's not true. It's the same as shavuya, as rov psulim, we passel her. And Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi goes on and says, and according to Rabbi Yehoshua, who passels a medaberes and a muberes, it's even barov ksherim. Not only is he passeling barov psulim, which can be compared to a shvuya, but he passels even Beroif Ksherim. Tosis here says, Hiksha Rabbeinu Tam, Akati Tebuk Leit Dehosim B'Shvuya Kol Psulim, V'Hocha B'Churva D'Dabra Roiv. Rabbeinu Tam question is Gemara. That's still, even after it's ascertained that l'divrei ha-machshir, machshir afilu b'roiv psulim, still Rabbi Yehoshua should differentiate between a medaberes and a shvuya, because dahasim b'shvuya, there by a shvuya she is psula l'kayhen, since everyone is a pasul. Dahasim b'shvuya kol psulim, everybody is pasul, all her captors are goyim, and all passel her the kahuna through their bia. It's not merely a rove, it's everyone. But here, by the fields, Tosis offers an example of rov psulim by medaberes. The Gemara previously cited the machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yehoshua and a braisa concerning churva, and explained that in a churva de davra, people come from all over the world, which makes it rov psulim, since most of the world are goyim. By Amimahem and also Bismanazet. So here, by ruins in the fields, they are merely a majority of Psulim. Not everybody is Pusul. Perhaps in such a case, where it's only a Rov, Rabbi Yehoshua should agree that she is Nemenes to claim a Kasha Nevalti and Fratosis. But he rates the Rov Kachal. And Rabbeinu Tam answered that a majority is the same as all the Torah teaches us. Follow the Rov. The Rov has the same power as Kol. We can't differentiate between the two. Therefore, if by kol the shvuyah is ein and emen, it's the claim alone about she was nevelis. She's if by kol the shvuyah is not emen, it's the claim alone avalti. So the same holds true by rov in the case of a medaberes, that she is ein and emen to say lekashin avalti. So now Tosfos anticipated a difficulty. Maybe there's a difference between rov and kol. Rov and kol may be equivalent when there is no chazakah that counters the rov. However, when there is a cheskas kashrus which counters the rov, then a rov may not be equivalent to kol. Says Tosfos, the leka lemeimar v'medaberes, the leka el rov, ike lemeimar smich miuta lechazakah. And it cannot be said that by a midaberes, since there is only roiv psulim, therefore we can argue that the minority of miut ksheirim should support the cheskas kashrus of this woman. The woman had a cheskas kashrus before this incident. There's also a possibility that she was niveles with one of the miut ksheirim. So these two factors of miut ksheirim and cheskas kashrus should combine to offset the rov. V'israel aruba, and the rov psul will be a flawed rov. A rov is effective only against a miut. Here, however, in addition to the miut ksheirim, the woman also has a cheskas kashrus. She was born ksheir lekahuna. The rov on which we depended to passel her may have been undermined by the miut ksheirim and the cheskas kashrus combined. In the case of kol, as by shvuya, we have to assume she was nivala pasul, since it's not even a miut ksheirim. Or by medaberes, since it's a miut ksheirim, this miut joins with the cheskas kashrus to disqualify the rov. We therefore should assume that nivala lekosher, since the rov has been neutralized. The original question remains: we can't compare shvuya, which is kol, to medaberes, which is only a rov, against the miut and the cheskas kashrus. Tosa says that filu islu smach miuta lechazaka, Rangamlil Rabbi Yoshua. Even if you hold that you should put the miut together with the chazaka, according to Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua, mekom lekom lo habayel palagul palga. Nevertheless, it will not be as if there's no concern for psulim at all, since the rov is neutralized. But rather, it will be considered half against half. There's an even chance of pasul as of kasher. The smoch miuta lechazaka may have accomplished that the rov isn't exclusively effective. However, it's not completely relevant. The rov psulim will now be equivalent to miut ksherim and cheskas kashrus. V'dinu shetiyase misafik, the safik yisur lechumra. And we're still going to answer her the kahuna. But there is an evenly divided doubt whether she was nivala lekasher or lepasul. And what do we do? We have a safek iser, chumra. She can't marry a kohen because safek iser lechumra. So that's why Rabbi Yeshua says that if you have rov psulim, we're going to passel her, even though there's a miut of ksheirim, and in addition to the miut of ksheirim, she has her cheskas kashrus. So let's be machshir her. So kamash b'la, no, that's the machlokas. That Rabbi Gamliel holds that you are machshir her, but Rabbi Yehoshua holds that you're not. The Maharsha was Omid al Divrei HaTosfos, who said that we should say Samoch Miyuta Lechazakra Israel Aruba. How come they only asked this kasha about midaberes? How come they didn't ask this kasha about muberes? Smoch miyuta lechazaka v'sola ruba. Answers the Maharsha that muberes lemande machshir bevito lekacheskes kashrus. By muberes, one who's machshir, her daughter, doesn't have a cheskes kashrus. In other words, by muberes, the nidon is la'inyan hechsher habas. The discussion is about being machshir the girl, the daughter. So we can't say smoch miyuta lechazaka, because the daughter doesn't have a cheskes kashrus. The mother, by midaberes, the mother has a cheskes kashrus. But the daughter does not. Therefore, we didn't ask this kasha by the muberes, because we're trying to determine the status of the daughter. And the daughter has no cheskes kashas, only the mother does. But this is very difficult to understand. In fact, Moreno Rosh HaYeshiva, Chaim Shmulevitz, Eifat Tzadik Livracha, Furish Betoises Lekamon, Chavov Omid Beis, Divor Maschel Anon, that the reason of Mandem Machshir Bebita is Mishum Cheskes Kashas. Shecheskes Ha'aim, the chazak of the mother is effective for the daughter. The reason we're machshir the bas is out of the cheskes kashrus of the mother. Cheskes ha'em mahanya labas. Evazoi ich kosav. That the daughter, how does the Maharsha say that the daughter doesn't have a cheskes kashrus? Kol hechsher habas is because she has the cheskes kashrus of the mother. So we have to say that what the Maharsha means is that only legabe the din of smoch miyuta lechazaka, shevadei mehani labas cheskes ha'ein. So it's true that the chazaka of the mother works for the daughter. In order to be machshir, yes, when we're machshir the daughter, then we can use the mother's chazaka, but not in the din of smoch miyuta lechazaka. When we need to come onto the din of taking the miyut together with the chazaka, there, that a chazaka of the mother does not work for the daughter. If you want to be machshir the daughter onto the chazaka of the mother, bevakasha. But if you want to use the chazaka of the mother in order to give the daughter a chazaka and say, smoch miyuta la chazaka, and then be machshir the daughter, that doesn't work. What's the pshat? If it works to be machshir, for the etzem hechsher, the chazaka of the mother works. Why does the hechsher not work? Why does this chazaka not work for the din of smoch miyuta lechazaka? Just like cheskes ha'aim mahani labas for hechsher, cheskes ha'aim should also be mahani labas to say smoch miyuta lechazaka. Say she is the chazak of the mother together with the miyut of ksherim, and therefore we should be machshir her. So the hadvarim srichim biur, and birtzos Hashem darkenu, in the next shir we will b'li neder see niflos mitaras Hashem, and we will present a mahalach in this kasha. Shabbos Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.